Time for some extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us. Jen, good morning. Let's talk about some new stamps available today. What's going on?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, a Chicago artist designed these new stamps to celebrate the 250th birthday of the Postal Service, which is actually older than the Declaration of Independence, something I did not know. The USPS was established in 1775, a year before the original 13 colonies declared themselves to be their own nation. And Chris Ware, he is a local artist who you've probably seen his work everywhere. He used to do a lot of like poster art for local musicians and local businesses. He designed this amazing story. So if you look at the stamps, it kind of tells the story of a postal worker walking through the community, and it has set the scene of just like a neighborhood. And it's really cool. The stamps are just released and you could order them online. They're beautiful. I'm actually like, I have the website open. I was like, I'm ordering these immediately.
And remember, as of July 13th, the price of a stamp increased by a nickel to 78 cents. So,
yep. So they'll cost a sheet of 20. It will cost you $15.60.
Let's talk a little bit about the ex-Loretto leader who was accused of stealing millions. This person is in Dubai now?
Yes. This is a story that Block Club broke years ago when the COVID vaccines first rolled out. We found out that the CEO of Loretto and several people involved in Loretto were steering vaccine doses to their friends and wealthy people instead of the Westside Hospital. It turned out that they were embezzling millions of dollars from the safety net hospital. They also steered $19 million worth of contracts to a friend. Now these guys are overseas. They're in Dubai, and they are attempting to repair their image by... This story is crazy. I highly recommend going to blockclubchicago.org to read it. But they have launched plastic surgery clinics. They're sending out press releases, but then the press releases, when you call the contact, they go nowhere. They're sending out photoshopped images of this former Loretto leader with on like his head on like a buff man's body. It's all very bizarre.
I'll say.
An effort to repair his image online. And also he is pleading to President Trump to commute his sentence. He try to pardon him before he's extradited back to the United States, if that happens. The story is wild. It's hard to explain briefly on the radio, but I highly recommend checking it out. It's an amazing piece of reporting by Kelly Bauer, a senior editor here at Block Club.
I'm looking through it. Yeah, this is recommended reading. BlockClubChicago.org. Check it out. News from the South Loop. What exactly is the Daddy Victory Club, Jen?
This is so cute. Basically, someone on TikTok took a video of a bunch of dads walking around with strollers in a Chicago neighborhood. And it turns out this is the Daddy Victory Club, which a Southside father created as a way to just network with other black fathers in the city, and it has exploded in popularity. So this video of these dads walking around with their kids has been viewed millions of times on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and it's drawn a lot of dads to their group. They're having actually a meetup this weekend in the South Loop on Saturday. And it's just like, you know, dads getting together with their kids. A lot of the times these things cater to moms. And the founder of this organization said there's a lot of like negative stereotypes about black fathers. And he hopes that this organization will combat some of those stereotypes and show that black dads care about their kids. They want to be involved. They want to be empowered. And it's just a really sweet story, and the photos are great. So I highly recommend checking it out.
Good idea. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.